Hello, everybody. It is Chris A. Moody, and this is Dog Days of Podcasting, episode 1 for 2020. Last couple of days, I did some pre-run episodes. Had actually been a while since I'd regularly done an episode, so I am trying to get back in the groove of this thing. I had meant early actually to do this hours ago when I got off work, but I wound up spending my evening playing Elder Scrolls Online and looked at the time and said, wow, I've got to get to bed, but I got to record this first. So here I am, recording this. I'm assuming most people who are listening to this probably already know what Dog Days of Podcasting is, so I'm not going to get into it. If you don't know, you can find out at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. For those of you who are new to listening to the master feed, my name is Chris A. Moody. I am a eventually I would like to be an author, make my living off of writing books. That is still a long way off. Currently, I am in the process of writing a really big website. Well, really big to me. And it has promise of having a really big payoff at the end of this month. So I'm probably going to mainly be talking about the ups and downs I've been having with developing that site and testing it, as by the time Dog Days of Podcasting is done for this year, this project is due, and it still has a ways to a little bit to go in order to actually get done. But before I go, one story I want to tell. This actually just happened to me tonight in Elder Scrolls Online, which, if you're not familiar with it, it's a massive multiplayer game. If you're familiar with World of Warcraft, it is somewhat similar to that in that they're both massively role-playing games, or online games. Although they do have many differences, the biggest of them is Elder Scrolls can be fully played, well, not fully played, but you can play a pretty good portion of it for much cheaper than World of Warcraft, and it probably doesn't have nearly as many players, although you can, it's difficult to find a place in Elder Scrolls that doesn't have a player walking through. Or another player, I should say. Anyway, so there's this, one, in Elder Scrolls there are many different properties that you can have. You're not, of course, the only person who has that house. Of course, the game's not nearly big enough for there to be individual, you know, totally unique house. Anyways, there's this one house which is only available as a reward for completing quests. And it starts off as just being one big room. And it has additional rooms which can be unlocked after you complete certain quests. By the time you've fully finished completing one of the storylines, you get your first add-on room. And there are still two other rooms that you can get. One thing that it just never occurred to me, because I never really read the description of an item I had been given. I just knew I had this brick, which was a collectible to the house, and I just, you know, whatever, it's there. Turned out that for quite a while I've had this brick, which had I put it into the proper altar, I would have opened up a second part of the house, no, a third part of the house a long time ago. But I never paid attention to the description. Today I finally unlocked the last portion of the house, thanks to an in-game friend who ran me through the dungeon that I had to go through in order to unlock it. And I was reading the description on one of the many fan websites for this game. I went back and I read the description to find out what I was missing for the last room. And I read the description and was like, hey, I've done that already. So why don't I have that room? Well, turned out I didn't have the room because I never unlocked it. It'd been in my inventory for months, and I just never unlocked it. So I now have this access to this huge house. I have other houses in the game also, but this is the largest house, I think. If it's not the largest, it's really close, that I currently have. And it's a house that you can get in the game just for playing, which is really cool. If you're interested in finding out more about the game, or more about this house in particular, do let me know. Either at chrisamoody.com or in the Dog Days of Podcasting group area, if you're part of that. Anyways, I'm just rambling now, and we've almost been going for 9 minutes. Generally, I'm going to have some kind of music before these, but it was so late tonight, I didn't want to worry about trying to pick music. So, no music tonight. But, hey, it's the first recording, so we're all good. Anyways, this is Chris A. Moody, and today is August the 1st. Thank you for listening, and hope to see you tomorrow.